None who wandered were lost. We often think of consequences to mistakes, but consequence does not pick. So as long as we keep to our own paths, all our actions cast changes ahead. In mistakes, lessons await. In good deeds, we find family. In great adventure, we'll find mountains. In great achievements, calm and peace. In darkness, we will find light. In isolation, we will find hugs. So as long as we keep to our paths, what we shall find will make us stronger. However, if we dare so to diverge, all we have cast will be lost. Perhaps no shadows, but certainly no light, no lessons, no sweetness, no might. By switching paths, we'll find fewer wisdoms and far more things that don't fit us. We'll also find a force of opposition. It will keep our minds tired. It will be unclear why life seems strange, why everything takes so much more to see, why we seem to lack confidence, or how everyone else has so much of it. But the most troubling thing, my dear friends, is how easy it is to diverge. There is a place for leaps of faith in life. They are quite sacred and as beautiful. But to fill in a stranger's blanks or trust that the others know what they are doing, to listen to good advice that considers you not, to give something up of yourself and not know why, to go to a place because everyone went there, to bow because all others bowed, that is not sacred, sacrilegious maybe. You must never follow. You must always lead. Even more troubling is how it all collapses, not with a bang, but with a stupid, sick whimper. How were they supposed to know? How was I supposed to know? All the blame for what others did to your sacred self somehow falls back right on you. And then it turns out your lesson is all over cheap paper bags. Everyone has been through this and none were the wiser. All those confident faces and smiles, they were faked. And the more convincing they try to be, the less they are in pain. When someone is putting you at risk, take a split second to imagine them saying, "How was I supposed to know?" And stand your ground. You are not to follow, you are to lead. Let them have their stupid games and drinks and temporary junk. You go to the DIA, take some notes and splurge on clay. Find a gallery worthy of your works. Resume where Rodin left off. Instead of filling blanks, show the world the shapes. How can your other half recognize you when you are traveling on some other path? What you may not do is to start at the bottom. All the cheap novels, they describe starting at the zero. Start where all the heroes left off. Read a handful of novels and move on to their memoirs. Your life depends on knowing what it is and where to start and what to avoid. It will get lonely, yes. You'll be lonely because you don't drink and don't do stupid things. You'll be lonely, but you'll be you. You will shine your own light, and you will be seen. Get up, step up, create and speak with art, and you'll talk with the world. Grab pencils, trace with an office projector, and bring your tortillion along. At the gym, dance. Your way is the only way. You may get lonely, but not for long. Try to help people learn what you have learned. Become an assistant, a tutor, and a substitute teacher. Keep track of your Peace Corps application. Just keep adding to it and keep resending it. They probably don't even read it until version 50 anyway. It gives you time to revise and refine the ideas. To begin walking your own path is to enter the grand path of pursuits of excellence. Everything on your own path will add to you. There will be no limit to how far you can travel. Stay on your own path. Avoid generic advice. Read memoirs. Keep moving up and always try to move faster. Learn about new things. Expand your knowledge every day. If it's something you don't understand, find an audiobook about it. Stay sharp. Stay fit. Endurance training goes well with audiobooks and love of wisdom. Others must have no influence on you. It is not their life. It is your life. Move at your own pace and in your own sequence. Make your 90-year-old self laugh at how amazing you are.